Farm Bureau welcomes Navigable Waters Protection Rule. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Well, back in January of this year, the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued the new Navigable Waters Protection Rule, providing a new, clear definition of waters of the United States for purposes of federal regulatory jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. This week, that new rule went into effect. AFBF's Michael Clements has more.
The Navigable Waters Protection Rule, replacing the Waters of the U.S. rule, was allowed to go into effect this week after a judge in California denied a request to block the rule. Don Parrish, American Farm Bureau Federation Regulatory Affairs Senior Director, says the new rule is good for agriculture.
This is the first time ever where we have struggled with what is required in the Clean Water Act. Everything we have litigated thus far is about an overreach. This is going to be an interesting makeup, but the good news, the Navigable Waters Protection Rule is going into effect in every state and every territory except Colorado. That is a really good development for farmers and ranchers.
Next comes implementation, and Parrish says there is more work to do on behalf of farmers and ranchers.
Implementation is where the rubber meets the road. We're going to have to partner with this administration to ensure that the transparency and the clarity that the agencies wanted when they developed this rule, we want to make sure that we partner with them so that vision is realized. That means that we still have work to do.
Parrish says the new rule provides farmers and ranchers the clarity they need.
Challenges on the scope of the Clean Water Act is nothing new. We're going to continue to see back and forth, but I am very hopeful that when people understand that this rule is going to be protective of water quality, it's going to be protective of the environment, but yet provide the clarity that farmers and ranchers and landowners deserve, I hope they've come on board with the fact that this is a good rule.
Michael Clements, Washington.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.